Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Wow, I really am fucking stupid.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire podcast, part of the Decibel Geek podcast network, here to usurp your pancakes.
I'm your host, Luz Cannon, and I am joined, as always, with the usurping Baco. How are you, sir?
I am ready to take the throne, Luz. A little wet on this side. I don't know if you heard any of that commotion. I just kind of stepped on my headphone cable, jacked the Pro Tools interface across my desk, knocked over my freshly opened beer, and I got a little wet, but it's not as bad as I thought. Nothing important got hit, so I'm kind of standing on a damp towel getting ready to take the throne, as I just said.
All right.
How are you?
So, I'm good. I figured we would start with some small talk. So, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
Tomato bisque soup with grilled cheese.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And what are you wearing?
You're not going to believe it.
You're wearing your, hold on. Are you wearing your, what is it, the New York Groove shirt?
I am wearing the New York Groove t-shirt. And here's the weird thing is that I just, you know, when I got undressed from work, took my work clothes off, that was the t-shirt sitting on top. No thought, just grabbed it, put it on. And I'm wearing wet jeans.
Okay. And wet jeans?
Beer soaked, yes.
Excellent, excellent. That goes to one of the things we're going to talk about, the, I get wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's get this party started. I am wearing black sweats with a white stripe going down the side of my leg, as well as a long thermal long sleeve shirt, just in case you were wondering, and free balling.
Of course.
Okay. You too?
So 2018 is going to be the year of fashion on Cobras and Fire, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Drink.
All right. Well, all right. I just got my drink out of the way. Well, as you know, Luz, January was kind of a big month for us. A good start to 2018, since we're talking about that. We had the part one and two of the Megadeth episode. Hopefully we'll get three going.
we should say this is not part three tonight. Yeah. We apologize. We have not been able to get together again with Joey Haney. So
we're not sure when it's coming, but no, it is in the works. Hey, you know what? savor, let the first two savor, you know what I mean? Marinate right. A little bit. We had three interviews kicking off the first of the year with Bruce Kulick, the return of the Kulick. I caught up with him in Treasure Island Casino. Ron Keel was kind enough to give me some of his time just before the Vinnie Vincent Expo that he was appearing at. And, of course, we just about a week ago, we had the Charlie Benante interview fall into our laps. And that one was a pretty successful, you know, mover as far as we go. And we had the Vinnie Vincent Expo recap, which a lot of people loved, even though we weren't there. With all the success we had this month and the way we're kicking off 2008 really strong, you know, we're going into our fourth year, Lewis, and it's just, it's been a while since we kind of stopped and, you know, actually gave some thanks to people, some people that we might want to call Cobras on Fire. We've had a lot of support from good people out there, and I think it's just time to mention some of that. It has been a while since we've flat out just, you know, given some straight up thank you to Chris and Aaron over at Decibel Geek. From the beginning, you know, they helped bring our civil union together. And
yes, the first man I met online in a heterosexual way.
Yeah, and they've also been very supportive, had our back a lot of times. They're
tons
great.
Of name checks. Yeah. Tons of name checks on the show in the last like 6 months too. You know what I mean? Like that is really appreciated.
And it's a great resource to have, but they're also good guys. We got to meet him in Nashville, obviously, this last year. A lot of stuff that happened last year, you know, all that stuff happens because of the first domino, and in our case, it's those two. And so if you're listening to this show, there's pretty much no chance you aren't already a fan, but if you're not, check it out, Decibel Geek. Of course, the listeners that have shared the episodes, commented on Facebook, sent us messages, given us shit. Anybody that contributed to any of our crowdfunders, obviously, we got more of that coming up. We're going to have a Buy Us a Beer program. We'll be rolling out in a couple weeks, a month or something like that. So look for
that.
We'll
explain more later.
Yep. And if you could, give us a rating on the Facebook page, on iTunes, anything you can to help out the show. Like our page on Facebook. What do you have anything to chime in with there, Lewis?
I mean, with the announcement of Rockin' and Pods Round 2 at a new venue, definitely probably some new, a lot of new guests and everything. It just reminded me to say thanks. It says, since that get-together, we have had Eric Miller of Pods and Sods on, and obviously Craig Smith on there too. Definitely check out their 12 Days of Kissmas. I don't know if you heard this year. Apparently it's their last one, but maybe not. And then we got Joey at Rock Strikes 10, Toomey, you know, the great Toomey that I am not ducking you. I'm just never invited to the party. But in short, I just want to say the greatest thing about starting this podcast is the fact that there is a community. Nobody's competing against each other as far as the people that we've interacted with. And it's just, you know, it's just basically a team. You know, everybody gets more fans from others and guesting on other shows. And it's just been a great community. Wouldn't you say?
Agreed. And I think also at this point now we've proven if we actually said thank you as much as we should, our show would not be very entertaining. But definitely thank you to everybody. And keep up. You know, obviously you have our support as well. And especially the listeners, thank you.
And yeah, exactly. And if we didn't mention you, it's just because we're never prepared. And that's why we really don't do this, this little segment before. But yeah, so enough with the love, because we are never really this nice. We're just getting into yelling at each other.
Yep, let's get back to that.
So what do you want to talk about first? You know what? I think that we're going to have a lot of little segments here today. Why don't we kick it off with some new music for 2018? What do you say?
Absolutely. Drink. What do you got for us?
I think I'm going to feature Red Sun Rising with Death Wish. Life is fleeting by the slow. It tunes us to the wave. It feeds me to the bone. And it's all right. Unless you feel you're too late.
Take them in, it's the end.
each other tonight. In a world that looks for a fight, got a death wish closing our eyes.
Going all the way back to one of the beginning episodes of the show, Red Sun Rising, and definitely some of the new blood, and they're on the Northern Invasion lineup.
Yeah, they're back.
They're on there, and they got a new album coming out here, I think, in March or April. But
March 30th, I believe. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's slightly different, but it kind of evolves throughout. What's kind of your opinion?
Well, I saw the video, and their haircuts are not sitting well with me.
I didn't like them either.
I like
Let's
the
get
song.
Past the haircuts.
I don't think it's I don't know. I'll have to hear the rest of the record. It's a good song. I really like the second half where they almost get kind of Beatles-esque with it.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like a lead single. I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? It just doesn't pop or grab you. But maybe they're just trying something a little different. I don't know. It grew on me after a couple listens, too. So,
agreed. I do not think it's a perfect choice for a lead single. I think it's a great album track. I can see it working well within the body of work. But it's you know, usually a lead single is like a 3.5 tight regular verse chorus solo repeat, right?
Yeah.
Those that don't know that much about them, Polyester Zeal. Check out that last album. Got a little Alice in Chains flavor on a couple tracks, but it's a little over the place. First half is extremely strong, but let's go into it. I heard you had a game for me. I'm excited.
Well, let me lead into the game a little bit. You remember I went and saw Black Veil Brides in concert. You know, one of our favorite bands.
There's something just completely manufactured about that band.
I think I know what it is. It's that they're completely manufactured as a band.
I remember at one point Nikki Sixx said, "These guys are, you know, an example of what rock should be." And I can only imagine he never heard their music.
Yeah,
just saw pictures. They're little Nikki Sixxes.
Well, I have a little short story to share of my concert experience. I was credentialed through Asking Alexandria, who made it clear that if I was going to shoot Black Veil Brides, who was actually, there was kind of a Cole headlining thing, but Black Veil Brides was last, that I would need to get credentialed through them. So I did reach out to them on three occasions and never heard anything back. I'm just like, if I'm going to be there, I'm happy to include you in my coverage. So I show up to the venue and I get my photo credential, and it has both logos on it. It's not unheard of. As you know, I've shown up to a show to have credentials that I never knew I got approved from one of the other bands that were there. And so I'll have, like, you know, doubled up credentials or something like that. So I figured, well, maybe I did get credentialed and they just never got back to me. And I ran into a photographer friend that I see at a lot of these shows. He's a little more big time, and so I knew he'd be covering both shows. And of course, he had the same pass, so I asked him about it. He says, "No, this is for both bands." So we both go up during Black Veil Brides and start shooting. And about midway through the first song, we both are escorted out of the photo pit.
Really?
I didn't pursue it beyond then. You know, it's loud. You can't really have a conversation with the guy kicking you out. And I shoot at this venue a lot, so I didn't want to turn it into a scene, especially over that band. So,
but Baco, right there. This is what I don't understand about the whole credential bullshit when you're at a show. You are there working for free tickets for publicity for the band, right?
Yep.
I mean, you're going to write an article, and a lot of these people don't even write articles. They get freebie tickets. They don't write the article. They do this. That's what I don't understand. It's free publicity.
Yeah. Some are better than others is the short answer there. Some people give a crap about their job. Sometimes I walk up to Target, and I put my thing on the belt, and the person's like, "Hey, how can I help you?" Or you walk into a McDonald's and it's like, "Can I take your order?" And sometimes you go in and the person just stares at you, waiting for you to shout your order at them. Why? Is it training? Is it not caring? It's the same thing. It's just some people are very good at this and understand what the role is, and some people are very not good at it, I guess. But so anyway, I wrapped up the whole show. Black Veil Brides, I thought you did a good job playing live. If people are into what you were doing, you delivered a good show, and you clearly had a good fan attendance that night. I would have said nice things about you. Instead, I didn't say anything other than also appearing were Black Veil Brides.
When you reviewed Asking Alexandria.
Yes, I have a four-paragraph review of Asking Alexandria, who opened for you. So
see? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It makes no sense.
And all because you just can't answer a fucking email. Anyway, with that in mind, it inspired a game show, Luce. Are you ready to play?
Oh, yes.
The name of the game is Black Veil Bride or Black Veil Lie. And here's how we play. I read you a lyric, and you have to tell me if it's an actual Black Veil Bride lyric or a lyric that I made up for comedic purposes. Our contestant on today's show, hailing from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado, home of the 1992 Denver Nuggets, who were the first 8 seed to upset a 1 seed in the NBA playoffs, we have Luce Cannon. Luce, how are you today?
I'll take potpourri for 500.
All right. Luce, did you understand the game rules and as they're such? And are you ready to play Black Veil Bride or Black Veil Lie? Here we go. On leather wings, rose from the streets with our hands on destiny. Okay. Is that a bride or a lie?
That's a bride. All right. That's all right. Excellent lyrics. What's the name of that song?
Okay. No, I'm not going to be able to answer that.
You don't even know. Go ahead. Go ahead. Next.
When you are lonely, words are holy, a deadly grip on lies.
That's a lie. Are you fucking kidding me? What a terrible band. Keep going.
Concrete heart on angel's wings, turning down a shallow path.
Yeah, this sounds like something you wrote along with Give It to Her Like a Ram when you were 17. So that song. But that's a lie. Boom! I knew it! I knew that was from the old Baco playlist. Go ahead.
Wine and vinegar stains the blood. Reach out for the forbidden fruit.
Doesn't even rhyme. That's a lie. Okay, I'm pretty good. What's my score so far?
2-2.
Okay, go ahead. So it's like my high school average.
Pain and agony, one in the same. Dirty angels falling from grace.
That's definitely a bride. Fuck! This is a very difficult game because all these lyrics are horrible.
All right, we're halfway through. Bride or lie.
Can you sing them? Can you sing them? That might make it better.
I'll try one where I'm singing. The dreams you talk about now left on broken skin. Here lies hysteria.
Here lies hysteria. Man. Lie. Fuck! I hate this game.
3-3. We got 4 left for you to actually get a point.
Okay.
Broken streets, hearts will glow. Cannot stop the panic from below.
That's real. That's a bride. You know, this is the whole thing. Like, multiple choice. If there's 10, maybe I should just keep saying bride and just, like, the same thing, like a true and false.
All right. Yeah. We got 2 left, Luce. We blaze the trail they burn, a simple lesson
bride!
Learned.
Bride.
I am the sanctuary.
Bride. I knew it. All I know is when you say blazed, that's a very powerful word. Mm-hmm. That's something that a bride would say. It's got the same first letter. That's a bride.
All right, you got 4 right. And wait, am I missing one here? Oh, yeah. You got 4 right and 4 wrong with 2 left to go. You ready?
Yep.
Trouble for the unborn ones. Decay will stop the aging faith.
God, these are horrible. Bride. It's amazing that you can write lyrics just as terrible as theirs.
I don't think it's that amazing. All right, so we got 1 left. This is your chance to even the score and at least go home with nothing.
But before you do that, essentially all these lyrics you've told me is a man sitting down with a thesaurus and just putting things together. Did you use a thesaurus for this?
No.
What did you do? Did you just sit there? I want to hear.
I'll break that down when we're done here. We got 1 left. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
Fine. Follow the morning star, a light when darkness fell. The passion left unholy, now you find yourself.
That is a bride because they covered Unholy by Kiss and it was horrible. That is a bride. Yes, yes, yes! What was my score?
Well, you end up with a zero, but five right, five wrong.
Why'd they end up with zero?
Well, you go up one, go down one. It's even. You lose a point for the wrong ones. You get one right.
Well, we are better at math than others.
If you want to just not count the negative ones, you got 5 out of 10.
Okay. That's a fun game, Baco, I got to tell you. But I want to know the creative process, how you can... Because these lyrics, Jesus Chrysler lyrics, Baco's band, are much better than those. So how did you, you know, as an artist, as a musician, as a podcaster, a creative soul, how did you, go deep and pull that complete horseshit out to match the output of Black Veil Brides? Please tell me.
Just come up with 2 to 3 lines of gibberish that don't mean anything but sound like you're saying something. That's the secret. You know,
so. You know that whole thesaurus comment, the first time I ever heard that, and I don't know if you ever have heard this interview, but I remember years ago I saw some Blabbermouth article that had Rob Halford. They asked, how'd you come up with the lyrics for the latest album? What was the last album they had? Do you remember the name of it? Whatever it was.
Oh, was there one after the Nostradamus one? I don't recall.
Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. But anyway, he basically, and I can't do Rob Halford. You do a much better impression. But essentially, he said, at this point, I've almost ran out of words to use. So I do get a thesaurus. Just go through it, grab a word, and that's the inspiration for coming up with a line. Is it's based on that word. And that new song that people like, what is it called? Like Fireball or Fire... Something.
Something.
Do you know what
yeah.
it even is?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what it is.
It is exactly. Listen to it and think of a man looking at a thesaurus.
Hello, you've reached Rob Halford. This is he, part of the metal community. How can I help you?
Oh, is this a voicemail or is this actually Rob Halford?
This is Rob Halford, part of the metal community.
All right. Well, I just had a question for you.
How can I help you, son? The metal community is there for you.
Thank you. Heard you had a new album come out. Is coming out. So do you currently have your thesaurus on you? Is it strapped onto your side, your hip?
Well, as a member of the metal community, I do not leave anywhere without my thesaurus.
Is it under your huge 70-pound leather coat that you hunch over on stage and sweat profusely? Is that where it's in, one of the inner pockets?
It's funny you ask. If you look on the inside of the coat, you can see finely printed is an entire thesaurus on the whole lining of the coat.
Well, the line, you just open up like a flasher and you've got nothing but words?
Precisely.
Okay. Well, can you give me...
Would you like some tea?
I don't want any tea, but I do want... Can you give me another word for usurp?
Usurp. Hold on. That's on the back side of my jacket.
You know, I was okay. Given this jacket from a member of the metal community.
Okay. Good. Excellent. Has the new guy in the band brought some new life to Judas, back to Judas Priest? Because I've never heard you say that before.
Richie has brought a new life to Judas Priest, and we are ready to go back out and stake our claim and usurp the throne of the metal community.
Okay, fine. But what's another word you could use? Let's say if you had lyrics, you're coming up with new lyrics. You know what I mean? So obviously you need to use words like usurp. By the way, what rhymes with usurp?
Not annex, which is another word you could use.
Okay. Is that actually in your jacket or are you typing in?
It is in
right
the left breast, right above preempt and supplant.
Okay. Like takeover, would that be another word maybe? Or I don't know. You know
you
what?
You could elbow in if you wanted to. We know how to elbow in the metal community.
Elbow in?
Yes.
How about another word? Can you give me another word for
I'm happy to have helped you, but I must tell you, I have to go. I've enjoyed our chat, but I am due for my daily full-body shaving. Ta-ta. Bye-bye now.
All right. Goodbye, Rob. Thank you. You know, Baco, why don't you kind of summarize, you know, we're over 100 episodes. What is this podcast based on? What is our mission statement? What are we trying to do for the world?
Well, we're trying to basically help people avoid pitfalls that we deem unnecessary.
Such as musicians. The first show was...
Silly band names or something like that, where we gave them...
Yeah, great bands with silly names. New bands we want you to discover. But we're here to help. We're here to provide a service. We're here to improve our fellow man as a species. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I love that because if you go back to that episode, that right away it was just like, we're clearly not the same people. It's like, I actually think Crud is a good name for a band.
And I got to tell you,
we've carried on that tradition. So
I know. We're much more subdued back then. I think we've slowly lost it a bit. Like even going back to the Use Your Illusion, Purge Your Illusion, I should say, we're much more calm. It was interesting. I almost had like a very, very mellow way of delivering the goods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're a different animal now, Luce. But anyway, back to your point, we're here to help.
We're here to help. So I have a question.
So
right
these
now,
let's call them Cobra Hacks.
Done. Cobra Hacks. We'll have more on every episode. It'll be a recurring theme. No, it won't because we never pay attention.
No.
We never go back to recurring themes. But we'll try. So I'll give you a couple hacks today. Now, I am currently wearing some headphones, not earbuds. Now, what is your thought on earbuds?
When you get them out of the package, you just immediately dump them in the garbage and never use them for anything.
I thought you told me you flush them down the toilet.
You can flush them down the toilet, however you want to do it. Just get rid of them. You don't want to risk ever needing to actually use them. So
when you get a new phone and you unbox it, you immediately like throw them out the window. What do you do?
Oh yeah, I mean on the drive home.
All right.
I don't even give them to Goodwill. That's just mean.
So I'm wearing a set of cans. What do you call the over-the-ear ones? What do you like to call them?
Headphones.
Anyway, I've got a set of white cans on my head.
Yeah, that's the industry term, cans.
Cans. And only one ear is working, my left ear. I have had these white cans for only 3 weeks, and now only the left ear works. Huh. I bought them on Amazon. Can I tell you a hack?
Yeah.
Fuck your warranties. This is all you need to do, folks, okay? You buy something on Amazon, all you need to do is buy the same damn thing, have it show up in 2 days, put the broken one in there, send it back, Amazon refunds you. You got that? Have you ever done this?
Not that specific, no.
Okay. Would I ever do this to a mom and pop store? No. But let me just tell you, you may be thinking, that is a horrible thing to do. It actually does not hurt Amazon. Now, before I enter the podcast community, I actually had a business where I had to deal with a lot of retailers. Have you ever heard of a damage allowance?
Yes.
Ever heard this term?
Yep.
Really? Okay. What is it? Describe it.
Well, it's basically when you work with another company that's going to handle distribution, they are basically saying there's a certain percentage of sales they are not going to give you, correct? With the idea that that's going to cover any returns they may have to deal with for you. Whether that's zero or 10, they're charging you for it.
Right. So basically, if you work out a price, let's say it's that they work out a deal for $100, Amazon will say, we want a 5% damage allowance. So in other words, they're only going to pay you $95 per unit on the invoice. They expect to get 5% returns back. Why do they do that? Because they know they're not going to get 5% returns back. When my headphones go back to Jeff Bezos's warehouse, they chuck them in a fucking dumpster and they laugh because they're only getting 1% back. Amazon's not hurt. The actual person that's selling it to them is not hurt. So fuck warranties. Buy it new. Send the bad one back. And you know what? I've even done it where I sent an empty box back as an experiment. And they still refunded me.
Huh.
You got it? They don't care. They're swimming in money. So people, you got a bad product? Do exactly that. That's hack number one. Do you have any feedback on that?
No, that's pretty clear.
Next, you want? I'll just do two this time, and I'll save another one for another show.
Oh,
you ready?
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Do you want me to stop the hacks and go into a song?
Let's do your hack and go into a song.
You know what? Maybe I'll just say, I'll just do this. This one's really fast. This one is brilliant. Okay, I read this in, I don't know, one of those like top 30 hacks posts you constantly see on Facebook and you click on. Now, tell me if you've heard this one. You buy, you know those Visa or MasterCard preloaded cards you get where you can use it towards anything?
Yep.
You get them for like gift cards, but they're not like gift cards. They're actually a Visa card.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. All right. So if you get one of those, and let's say it's for $30, use all of it and take it down to zero. Now, that card has no information about you at all. It's, you know, it's kind of like a burner cell phone, no trace of who it's from. Now, take that with you the next time you go on a flight, an empty card. Hand it to the actual, you know, the stewardess. And order whatever. Order three beers, four beers, whatever you want to get. They smile at you. They slide it. And then they give you your beer. Here's the thing. When they're up there in the sky, they're actually not running the cards. It's entering in that little machine that they have. Then they plug. Then they plug it in when you land. And they will realize that charge got declined. And guess what? There's no trace. There's no name. There's no nothing. I have had free drinks on for the last 2 years with the same card.
Yeah, this show's taking a dark turn, people. I'm the asshole paying cash for my beers on the plane.
you drinking? Is it Budweiser?
It's Coors Light tonight, baby.
I am drinking a full sail IPA, which means I am a full asshole. Is that correct?
Yep. That's a nice asshole beer. Tasty.
Imagine that our fans can actually purchase a variety, right?
Yeah, like mine or it'll yours. Be interesting when we get this rolled out, like what they will select. Maybe they'll make you like drink like Natty Ice Light, and I'll have to drink some snooty, you know, Cottontail IPA. I don't know.
Cottontail? All right.
Yeah, you got a Swamp Monster Lager.
I know that you don't like to talk about specifics and everything, and just understand here a little bit behind the curtain, there's a lot of discussion, even something with this kind of thing. There's a lot of debating back and forth before it comes to fruition, wouldn't you say?
Sure. I want it to be successful. You want it to be complicated.
Moving on. Let's talk about somebody that I never thought we'd actually bring up on the show, but it kind of, you know, I'm surprised actually he hasn't come up earlier because he is I guess he's good source material, and that is Andrew WK.
Party, 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 party.
Hard. So
hard.
first question for you: did you own the album, the eloquently titled and covered in blood album, I Get Wet?
No, but I couldn't believe how much I hated it when I heard it, because the first review I saw on him and that record was, this record is for fans of Kiss and Slayer. And I'm like,
ooh.
Boom! And then, yeah, I'm like, I don't know who the fuck wrote that, where they came up with this is anything like either one of those bands.
Do you even remember where you read that?
Yeah, that was in Maxim magazine.
Fucking Maxim. But yeah, it absolutely does not sound like either of those bands. But okay, in short, we're going to do Analyze WK real quick. You ready?
Okay.
All right. First, what is your opinion on men that wear white jeans?
Well, our Andrew WK is actually white, or just really fucking bleached and faded.
All right, fine. But listen to me. The other part is, but he combines it with a white T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
but not a white T-shirt that's
looks like
nice,
he spills coffee every morning on it.
That's right. It looks like that one T-shirt that you wear is an undershirt that you've had for like 9 years and has pit stains.
Do you know he just did a speaking tour like last year? He came through here, I know.
That's what I'm going to get into.
Oh, okay.
Such a curiosity. Now, I looked this up because he actually has some new music coming out, and he's actually, because I've seen him inexplicably, that's a big word, like usurp, you know, out there
gymnasium.
I think last year he was on Fest 2, or at least this year I saw him in a bunch. The Northern Invasion is one of them,
yep.
Right?
We'll be seeing him in May.
And I was like,
he'll get wet with us.
So first off, I got this album too, because I kind of had the hype. Whoever was a publicist for this guy nailed it. That guy was not somebody that we were talking about. That, listen, that publicist publishes your articles, lets you have credentials, and lets you promote their product. But this guy, first off, album title, I Get Wet. Still don't understand it. Maybe it's because he sweats a lot. Maybe
it's a
like
drug
a
reference.
Kiefer. It is. Oh, it is?
That's my understanding. Now, maybe Fact Bastard, one of the two of the Fact Bastards can chime in and correct
Joey.
Me on that.
Joey,
but then it's also like wet work is killing people too.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. So the album cover is him being punched in the face. Yes. Bloody.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Which is to me,
I think pretty much the guy, whoever wrote that review, that was all he said. So I was like, Gene spits blood. Slayer has a song called Raining Blood. Kiss Slayer. This guy's got a bloody nose. Maybe Gene spit blood on him, or he got rained on blood at a Slayer concert. I don't know.
I think that might have been some of the mathematicians we'll talk about in just a moment. What do you think? That kind of math.
Oh, yeah. We'll be getting into that soon.
But no, you've got that cover. There's only a couple covers that completely made me feel exactly how I felt after my $13 was parted from me, and that was the product I got in return. Absolutely felt like I got punched in the face. The other album that made me feel the same way, that displayed my feeling, was Van Halen 3, where you got that guy that's getting smacked. No, Van Halen 3. He's getting
Tread Lightly, buddy.
Are you fucking kidding me? You like that album?
I do like that record.
Oh, that is nothing but a cut and paste of Eddie Van Halen masturbatory random chords with, and I like Gary Cherone. I like Gary Cherone. I loved Porno Graffiti.
Not as much as me, apparently.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I love it. I think Van Halen 3 is a decent record. Thank you.
I like how you endorse it as a decent record.
It's not.
What was that song?
Yeah,
what was her single, though?
It's more like Van Halen 3. Not that bad.
That's right. He's going on record. You've really gone out on a limb. You've called Van Halen 3 not that bad. Well, anyway, me, it's a big fucking cannonball in the gut. Like the
yeah,
like
I know where you're going.
Going back to this, how many albums? Realize I Get Wet came out in 2001. How many albums do you think Andrew WK has had since that time?
Oh, well, as far as I know, zero.
You would be incorrect. He's had five albums have come out since that time. Yeah, so I pulled up his discography on Spotify, and first off, every album cover except for one is a variant of his face. He has one called The Wolf, which is the same cover except he's healed from his wounds from the first album, and he's looking sideways. The next one, I believe, what's the next one on that list? I
don't remember. Close Calls with Brick Walls.
That's the same. It's the same thing. He's in his same outfit. What's after that?
55 Cadillac.
Okay, 55 Cadillac. I said, oh, this cover's a little different. I might be interested in this album just to see what's going on. It's him in a car. He's looking sideways, but he's actually in a car. So it's a different album cover. So it had 8 tracks. I'm like, that's not that many tracks, or 7. And I hit play. It's an entire album of piano instrumentals. Start to finish. No lyrics. It's an entire thing.
He's an onion, loose. A lot of layers. Yeah.
A lot of layers, and it's all covered in white jeans.
Yes.
Do you know anything more about his speaking tours or not?
No, I almost went, but I'm like, well, do I really want to go? And then I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, but the other thing is that, you know, obviously the joke is that he has like 3 songs with Party in the title on his first album. This continues. If you look at the thing, he is like the AC/DC of Party. Instead of balls or rock, this guy has at least 10 to 12 songs with Party in the title in his discography. How great is that? But do you have anything else to say?
Party, 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 party.
So we're gonna play a new song that actually is pretty good, and I'll say it's not that the bar is very low, but this is definitely my favorite Andrew WK song because it is. I would give it the rating of give me your rating of Van Halen 3 again.
Not that bad.
Play.
had our Vinnie Vincent episode a couple back where we kind of recapped. We recapped the expo that neither you or I could be bothered to actually attend. But of course, the mothership was there, Chris and Aaron at Decibel Geek, and they did their own show recap that was a little more, well, let's just call it first-hand eyewitness accounts as opposed to through phones going vertical. And during their recap, Aaron had a comment about, he mentioned that the guys from Three Sides of the Coin, another KISS podcast, and they had their own table there. And we're making some noise and causing some commotion during Vinny's Q&A, and he just commented that he thought that was a dick move, all things considered. He didn't take it further than that. And Mark Cicchini, one of the hosts of Three Sides of the Coin, took to Facebook to respond to Aaron's remarks.
All right, so you have the screenshots of the response with Three Sides of the Coin from Aaron's comment. Is that correct?
Correct. This is from the Three Sides of the Coin Facebook page, and this comment is directly from Mark Cicchini, one of the three hosts. You ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Okay. It starts off with, pathetic equals accusing others of action with no proof, and then in your favorite parentheses, because the said accusation never happened. Then while trying to usurp our audience while they publicly lie to theirs. Now, of course, is usurp the right word there, Luce?
let me look it up, because I have not a thesaurus but a dictionary. So let me look at this real quick.
I don't think they have those in Michigan.
Would you like me to tell you the definition of usurp?
Yeah. What is the definition of usurp?
Okay. But first off, I want to ask you a question before I give that definition. No. Have you ever used usurp in conversation in your entire life?
Earlier today when I was talking to my cat, he was trying to usurp my dinner.
This is the only time I've used it. You ready?
Yes.
At breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you pass that over here?
Pass what?
Usurp. I need to put it on my waffles.
All right. What's the definition of usurp? Let's see if Mark Cicchini used this right.
Okay. All right. Usurp. This is the definition.
Okay.
Take a position of power or importance illegally or by force, such as Richard usurped the throne.
Like a king or almost like a coup d'etat.
Right. But isn't the way they used it in the sentence kind of...
He's trying to say, like, it sounds like what he's trying to say is that they're trying to like piggyback off the massive Three Sides of the Coin audience by starting shit. But what he actually said is that Three Sides of the Coin is going to, or Decibel Geek is going to come in and take over Three Sides of the Coin and then turn it into Decibel Geek and all their followers come with.
In a throne? How serious did these guys dick themselves?
Maybe they sit on toilets while they podcast. That would explain why they never leave without editing.
I think that's exactly right. The thrones, now that makes more sense. They're actually... Because the show's like 2 hours.
Maybe he did mean usurp. Sinzak wants Cicchini's toilet.
Can you imagine? They're just sitting there. That's why there's no editing. They're there for 3 hours. They're just talking and just fucking just dumping right there.
Could you imagine an episode of Three Sides of the Coin where they're just talking and all of a sudden Sinzak and Billy Hardaway come in and bum rush Cicchini off his toilet and then take over? He continues, cowards equals introducing themselves to me, and in the parentheses that you love very much, I had no idea who they were, and telling me how much they love, oh, by the way, he says the, but I'll give him a typo, they love our show, only to later on say publicly how much they hate us. Really? Why? That's not really what Aaron said. So, Cicchini, if you're not going to fucking take the time to actually listen to what was said and counterpoint actual quotes, then you're losing me anyway. What do you got?
Well, just the fact that I don't think that...
you don't think Sinzak was going, I love you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we met there. We were hanging out for days and everything. There was not a single point where he gave us a man hug and says, I love you to anybody. He just says, like, he's just cool.
He didn't do that to you?
I can't see that.
He did it to me a couple times.
Oh, he did, you motherfucker. Mm.
Anyway, I'll continue on here. We will not be mentioning their names on this site. Why? because that's what they want us to do.
Usurping.
Yes, yes. And this is where I come in. It's like, you know what? What are you, five? It's not 1970 anymore. You know what? If you're going to call somebody out, call them out. How are they cowards? They said your name and called you out. You're the coward who's sitting there going, I'm not going to say their name because that's how they want.
That's kind of the same thing as, remember in like the 80s and 70s, you would see like a detergent and it would say it's better than brand X and brand Y.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't say the brand names. Now they just say the brand names.
Yeah, they've just kind of gotten over it. It's like, fuck it.
Yeah, the same thing. Just say the name of the show.
Anyway, he continues, I will be addressing this when we record today's show. And once again, I'm quoting Mark Cicchini from the Three Sides of the Coin Facebook page. A roll of quarters will be used later on today, and a couple of douches will be called out, dot, 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 can't wait. So I have a prepared statement in response to Mark Cicchini's post on the Three Sides of the Coin Facebook page.
Our interns have... Your interns have worked very hard on this, correct?
Yeah, I haven't
many
even
drafts.
Read it yet, so.
Okay, so this is a blind read?
Yeah, you know, but I'm good. I got this.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So Mark Cicchini wants to call out a couple of douches at Decibel Geek, allegedly. Well, if that's true, he's got to go through me and then lose Cannon. I hope you're cool with that. I really guess I didn't run that by you, so.
No, that's okay. Fine. I cannot run him.
You got some nerve, Cicchini, if that really is your name. You know how many cheap shots Cobras on Fire has taken at Three Sides of the Coin over the years? And not once did you refuse to mention us by name. Well, I'm not afraid to say your name, even though that's really all you want to usurp our audience. You say you got a roll of quarters? Well, I'm Coinstar, bitch, and I'm taking 10%. End of statement.
Hold on for a second. Mm-hmm. Did you say roll of quarters?
Yes.
Is that because the coin is in there? Is that like a term? Have you ever heard that term before?
In street fights in the 70s in Michigan, you put a roll of quarters in your hand and it makes it hurt more when you punch somebody in the face. Kind of like cheap brass knuckles.
That's what I was going to say.
Except for it costs like $5. Or what's a roll of quarters? 20 of them?
I think it's 10. I think it's $10, if I remember right. But go back to it. Saying like I'm going to get a roll of quarters and go after you, it sounds like something from like the 1920s where like somebody's saying like, I got a roll of quarters, broad.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, what you got? I got a roll of quarters. I'll get you.
Hey, it sounds like somebody who enjoys the music of Ted Nugent would say. Sounds like something a shirt tucker would say.
It sounds like something like a 1920s pimp would say.
Like, it was like those early Mickey Rooney movies.
Yeah. Hey, Brad. Hey, bro.
I got something to say. Yeah, I'm having a roll of quarters in my hand. Yeah.
Hey, broad. Yeah, you better get my money because I got my. I keep my roll of quarters strong.
Those Weisenheimers.
Grammar and math, we are here to help. Weisenheimer is misspelled on like at least
two posts. Yeah, yeah.
It's not spelled with an E after an I.
They're Jewish Weisenheimers.
Maybe that's what it is.
They're trying to keep the Anselmos away. There you go. I gave you one.
Yeah, what about... what's the definition of a Weisenheimer?
I don't know. Some smart cracking douchebag. I don't know. You sent it to me.
It
I'm sorry.
Smug. It means smug. Maybe we're Weisenheimers.
Yeah.
Continue.
Well, he carries on. Do we want to read the? I mean, this word vomit he keeps going with. All I can say is that he says he wasn't there, and then offers specific. Examples of what was happening while he wasn't there. I don't understand. How can he's like, I was in a cab on the way to the airport and this is exactly what Michael was doing and this is exactly what Tommy was doing. Well, how do you fucking know if you're...
I tell you what, I tell you how he knows.
He's lying?
Vertical phone coverage.
Yeah. Well, you know, he did throw that in there. He's like, there's video of it, and not one video shows what they're talking about. I'll wait for the Decibel Geek response to clear that up. But
why would Decibel Geek, why would Aaron ever, when has Aaron ever gone after anybody?
Exactly. I mean,
300 episodes. Like,
which is why we should be pissed off. We've been doing this for 2 fucking years, and that fucking Weisenheimer Cicchini hasn't stood out in the street with the roll of quarters coming for us, man.
We've had an entire show called Three Sides of a Shilling that had Chris Sinzak on it, right?
My God. Yes.
If you're going to get mad at Decibel Geek, go back 3 years.
I will say the one positive thing that came about from this is that now I'm always just going to picture Mark Cicchini sitting at his table while they record an episode, filling up one of those like red little paper sleeves with quarters that he's been saving in his pickup truck. He's just kind of like tapping them in there, like so he can take them to the bank to turn them into, you know, his savings or something. So.
Can you imagine him going to the bank? Like now? No banks. You walk in there, he's got like this fucking pint. I don't know, this big like milk jug full of money.
It's like it's a Detroit Red Wings popcorn bucket.
No, it's like a big gulp from 7-Eleven. A kiss, big gulp from 7-Eleven. And he goes up there, and they're like, you'd be at the bank for like a half hour. They give him this, sir, we don't accept this. Do you have a machine? No, we don't. Here's these sleeves. He's out there. He's out there like a 10-year-old just fucking filling it. Do they even have those anymore? Do they even have the sleeves is my point.
I have no idea. I remember you could buy them at like, you know, fucking Ben Franklin or something back in the day, or
no, Woolworths. No, they do give them to you. They give them to basically if you come in with change to a bank now, they look at you like you're the devil. But think about it. If you had $50 and the bank said we will not take these until you roll them up, you have to look at your situation there and be like, okay, Coinstar, it does take 10%, or I ain't gonna be here at this desk in this bank rolling
time
quarters.
Is money.
Time is money. Take my 10%. Move on.
Yeah.
Roll of quarters. I have not even seen a roll of quarters forever. It is amazing. That's a term.
Well, maybe there's still an arcade in his neighborhood. I don't know. He's up there fucking killing Miss Pac-Man. He's like, when is Cicchini going to be done?
You know what he needs to do?
He's playing Dig Dug. You got kids complaining. Cicchini's hogging up the Dig Dug.
This guy in the Ted Nugent tucked in shirt will not get off the fucking arcade game.
Oh my God, that guy's just got to be so annoying at adult arcades, huh? Because you know, you can tell that guy's an old school gamer. He can fucking play some Frogger.
No, oh, he'll be on Donkey Kong for the next 3 hours.
Oh God! Yeah.
He knows the value of a roll of quarters in a arcade.
He's got the whole roll laid out on the centipede tabletop.
Oh, roll of quarters and usurp. I don't care what the subject was about. Those two takeaways are enough for me.
There was Vinnie Vincent involved somehow. I can't remember anymore. So three sides of the coin, man. That's like I said, a very successful KISS podcast. A lot of people listen to it. People listen to us right now may have checked it out. If not, they may want to now that we've got done taking Mark Cicchini out to dinner.
It's very popular with bots, I've heard.
Yes. Yeah. You have you've hammered that point home before.
Yeah, but what about is it three sides of a coin or three sides of the coin? I always get that confused.
I'm not really sure. Yeah, the
okay. What about 3 hours until they get to the point?
That's a working title.
Would you say
working?
It's a
title.
Working title. Okay. What about after the Vinnie Vincent Expo? Two faces of a coin, and one of them now is an ankh.
Oh man.
That's all I got. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because up till now, I always thought it was kind of odd because I believe Michael Brandvold is an ex-KISS employee. Like, didn't he?
He ran KISS Online or something like that. He started like I think the first KISS website, KISS Otaku. He's got some history with the band.
I went to that. Then he was like hired by the band at some point. But I thought it was very odd that they never actually had a member of KISS on there.
They got a pretty big one.
And I got to thinking, that now, was at some point, did they have Eddie Trunk on their show?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost they? Positive they did at one point.
That's why they never came on. Oh. Okay. Until now.
Until now.
Until now. So why don't you mention that?
Well, our boy, Mark Cecchini, man, he locked up a little Gene Simmons vault interview with him. So, I don't know. I sent it to you today. Did you watch much of it?
I did. Gene was actually didn't say the same 15 things he says. He talked about his ass hair and
it was a fun interview.
it was a fun interview. It's great.
Cecchini had a shirt tucked in nice.
It's right. Yeah. Very, very formal. And I think that, and the good thing about it is that the interview only cost $2,000.
Oh, boy.
Now, how many sides of a coin is three sides of a coin? How does that work, Paco? Please explain.
I'm pretty sure they're counting the edge.
Okay. What else do you got to say?
Well, we do know that they're listening because that's what they want.
Yeah, Paco, I think you're completely correct. I mean, what people don't understand, what people don't realize is that our show is not for everyone, right?
We are definitely not for everyone. And for the people that we're not for, head on over to 3sidesofthecoin.com and download the latest episode and have fun.
Exactly. Right?
Absolutely. Drink.
Oh, yes. Rock's not dead.
It's hiding.
And it's been usurped.
By a coin with three sides.
Again. and we won't edit out the part where we gotta get up and take a piss. Get up and take a piss. Three sides of the shilling to listen to. One's probably drunk all the time. Three dudes talking kids not eating tacos. Which one should you choose? Probably Bacos. Choose one.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.